Okay.
Yes. This HW at zany.net. HW at zany.net. Okay. So Allah wanted us to, Allah gave us the opportunity to write our own books. Exactly. So Allah, when you're young, who's writing your book? Your parents. When you grow older, you start taking more responsibilities and writing your own book. You know, you're not writing it all by yourself, but it gets more and more and more assigned to you. When you grown up adult, then who's writing your book?
Yeah.
You yourself. And this book that you're writing right now will be developed, will be given to you in the day of judgment. Will be just delivered to you in the day of judgment. Allah will just deliver it to you. If you get it with your right hand, then you a winner. Exactly. No, you're going to Jannah. Okay. If you get it with your left hand, you go to hellfire. If you get it behind your back, then it is terrible. You're a criminal. You're a terrible person. Like, awful person. There are people who don't wait. There are evil people who don't wait. Allah does not send them to, Allah does not judge them. There are people where Allah is not going to judge them. And they are going to be thrown in hellfire right away. Got this? So they will be thrown in hellfire right away. Allah is not going to judge them. Because they are so terrible that they don't even deserve any kind of judgment. It's just like going to hellfire right away. Okay. So Allah created, in order for us to have a free will, in order for us to write our own book, Allah give us our own space. This is like a gap. This gap, everything around you is controlled by the laws of nature. Everything is around you is controlled by the laws of nature. And Allah gives you a gap. You, within this gap, okay, within this gap, Allah made you Khalifa in this gap. Allah trusted you to be Khalifa. Which is, in this gap, you have an opportunity to write your book. This gap also is called Circle of Influence. So, this gap, so you can say the following. Allah created a gap for me where this gap is not controlled by the laws of nature, but it is controlled by the laws of Islam. Okay? So everything around you, most of the things around you are controlled by the laws of nature. You have no choice. But this gap that Allah gave to you is controlled by the laws of Islam. So it depends if you, Allah wants you to fill this gap by following His manners. And His manners come from the names of beauty. That's right. So Allah wants you to fill it, and you do that by following the Islam. So when you follow Islam, you're filling this gap the way Allah wanted it to be filled. Do you understand? Deep thinkers, think about it. Huh? Go ahead.
It's about the don't get gender at all. Do some people don't get, not any prophets or anything, but do people outside of like prophets and messengers go straight to Jannah?
Yeah. The Prophet ﷺ said, as I remember, from the Muslim Ummah, there are 70,000 times 70,000 times 70,000. So 4.9 billion. 4.9 billion. Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of people. Okay. I think 70,000 times 70,000 is 4.9. So we bring those down here. Okay. Okay. And then 70 times 70. We bring more zero. 49. 490 million. So let's say half a million. I mean, according to the hadith that I remember, that Allah, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah or prayed to Allah. So Allah said 70,000. And with, then the Prophet prayed more. So he said with every 70,000 would be another 70,000. So now 70,000 times 70,000 is 490, which is half a million. Half giga.
So if he said for every 70,000,
there's
70,000.
No, for every one of the 70,000, you get 70,000. So that's why he said 70,000, and then he said the Prophet made extra prayers. So Allah said, and I will make 70,000 for each person, and the 70,000. So 70,000 times 70,000. Okay? Now, okay, so let's focus here. Let's focus here on the concept of the gap. These go to, when you go to the site, you will find these taken picture, you will find these on the website. So don't copy this. Just write your own notes, like your own notes, because this one is going to be online. Okay? So, the gap, okay? The gap is for you to exercise your free will. By exercising your free will, you are writing your own book. What is this gap? This gap is the circle of influence. Okay, so the circle of influence means what you can make a difference. For example, my circle of influence would be myself, my family, my friends. That's about it, right? Your circle of influence probably be your family also, friends. But a person like the President of the United States, Obama, circle of influence would be United States and the outside world. That's his circle of influence. And this is a big gap, and it's very difficult to fill this gap. The bigger is the gap, the harder it is to fill the gap. Poor people and slaves, do they have a small gap or a big gap? Small gap. Who's writing their book? Their masters. How about them? They have very little free will. They have very, very little freedom. They don't have this freedom. They don't have, much freedom. Okay? All right. So now Allah wants you to fill the gap with what? His laws of Islam, his names of beauty. That's right. How do you fill the gap using the manners of Allah? Huh?
One of his names is the all-merciful. You're not the all-merciful, you have to be merciful.
Exactly. MashaAllah. Exactly. That's right. Then Allah trusted you to be a khalifa. Allah trusted you to be a khalifa. See, here's another thing. Allah trusted you to be a khalifa. And khalifa means representative. So Allah wants you to be representative of his manners. That's what he trusted you with. So the word Khalifa, the word Khalifa, which is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 30, I think, that Allah said to the angels, I am creating Khalifa. I am creating Khalifa. Okay? So the angels wondered about this Khalifa and they said, Ya Allah, do you create on earth someone who's going to shed blood and spread corruption? Now, how did the angel...
Wait, didn't they say that because the jinn were also on something?
Yeah. How did the angels... How did the angels find out that humans are going to shed blood and spread corruption? How did they find out?
Because first there was the jinn that they put on earth, and then the jinn did the same thing. So when they make another being, and they said that everything is going to do the same thing.
Perfect. Because before humans, jinn were living on earth. And jinn were given the freedom, were given the gap to fill by the manners of Allah. And it reached to a point where there is no single Muslim jinn. The jinn became 100% corrupt. And this is when Allah sent an army of angels. The army of angels surrounded the jinn. And they arrested them and then they shipped them into a concentration camp in the ocean. Like in the on the vacant areas of the ocean. You know, the ocean is so big. So they picked up a vacant area. And then they trapped them into this area in the ocean. And then they took Iblis up to heaven to live with the angels. Okay?
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Thank you. Okay, you got this part? Okay. So, Allah trusted us to be a Khalifa. All right, let me give you an example that explains the trust. Okay, let's say I have two slaves. Those two slaves, yes.
Are you recording this?
Yes. Yes. Let's say you have two slaves. Thank you for reminding me. Let's say you have two slaves. And those two slaves, you really raised them and took care of them and give them a lot of blessings and a lot of attention and a lot of hard work. And then you decide to trust them. So you trust... The new OS does not stop.
Oh, yeah. Is that the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The one that just came out.
I don't know. I just had my iPod 4 years old.
This OS is really good. When you get a voice message, it gives to you five.
Oh, wow.
Instead of... In addition to, okay.
Okay, it's about the two slaves, I think is what you're talking about.
Yes, about the two slaves that you really, really give them a lot of favors, raising them, teaching them, feeding them, caring for them, a lot of favors. And then you decide to trust them in going for Hajj. So you say, okay. Each one of you is going to get $3,000, okay, and 1 week, and a car. So I'm going to trust you with $3,000, 1 week, and a car. I want you to use the car and the 1 week and the money to do Hajj, okay? So I trusted you. So okay, you're free to do whatever you want. Here's $3,000, here's 1 week time, here's a car. If you take these things, and instead of going to Hajj, you go to Las Vegas. You see here? Instead of going to Hajj, you go to Las Vegas. And then, when you go to Las Vegas, when you go to Las Vegas, you spend the money,
lose the money,
and then sell the car and lose the car. And then the 1 week, you end quickly, and then the master is going to send the angel of death to arrest you and bring you back. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that. But you see the example here. So, or let's say you send someone to arrest this guy and bring him back. Allah trusted this guy. Did he betray the trust? Yes. Did he use the car the way it should supposed to be used?
No.
Did he use the 1 week time the way? No. Compare this to another guy, to the other slave. The other slave would use the car and the money and the 1 week to go, make hash, and come. So I have both of them. Do I treat both of them the same? One goes to Jannah and the other one goes to hell. Big difference between both of them. So you see, so Khalifa, Allah trusted you to fill in this gap using the laws of Islam. Why laws of Islam? Because Islam, the laws of Islam are designed to maintain your innocence. To maintain your innocence. When you're born, newborn babies, are they innocent or not?
Yes.
Yes. We don't believe that people are born... we don't believe that people are born sinful, with a sin.
Yeah, in the Christian belief, you know how babies are believed to be born with sin because after the Romans crucified Jesus, Prophet Isa, they called him Jesus. They believe that because that we inherit the sin of the people from the past and Adam and Eve too. So
the original sin, which is from Adam and Eve.
From Adam and Eve, the original sin, the babies are baptized to get rid of that sin.
So basically, we, unlike the Christians who believe that babies inherit the original sin, which is the sin of Adam and Eve eating from the forbidden tree. So we're born guilty, and that's not true. We're born innocent. Look how innocent is a newborn baby. It's so innocent. Islam is designed to maintain your innocence, to keep your innocence until you die. Okay? All right. So, this gap, so far we talked about the name Khalifa.
Representative.
And we, representative of the manners of Allah.
Yep, representative of the manners of Allah, which is his names of beauty.
And then we talked about gap, and then we talked about writing.
The laws of nature and the laws of Islam.
Writing our books.
Your book. And we talked about free will. We talked about laws of nature. We talked about laws of Islam. And we talked about trust. Okay, you know all of these now, right? We understand what we're doing here, right? Okay.
What's the difference between the free will, laws of nature, and the laws of Islam?
Okay, free will, you have a free will to follow or not to follow the laws of Islam. But you don't have a free will to change the laws of nature. Like, for example, if the sun is rising from the west, you don't have a choice to rise it from the east. I'm sorry. If the sun sets in the west, or if the sun rises from the east, you don't have the choice to make it rise from the west. These are the laws of nature. But you have control over the laws of Islam. You lie or you don't. You follow the manners of Allah or you don't. And by following and not following, you're writing your own book. Okay? And you're being tested. You're being tested. Now, people will come and say, okay, you're talking about being tested. Tested with what?
Yeah, when you're in this life, you're being tested to know if you're worthy of Jannah or if you're a bad person and you should go to hellfire.
Exactly. You're being tested. It's called tests of submission.
And think of free will this way. You're free to choose what you do, but you're not free from the consequence of your choice. Like if you decide to be a good person and do good deeds, then inshallah you go to Jannah, right? But if you choose to do bad deeds and be a bad person, then you go to Jahannam.
Let me now ask you a question. So we're being tested. You understand that? We are being tested. Let me now ask you a question. What if somebody says, I don't want to be tested?
You can't say that I don't want to be tested, because the whole reason you're here is because you're being tested, so you're already in it. You can't say you don't want to be in it because you have no say.
Good. Go ahead.
To go off what you said, you're here because the reason you're here is because you're being tested. You aren't really here for any other reason except to be tested to see if you're even a random person.
Exactly. Tests of submission. Okay? But, anybody would like to add to this? Go ahead.
So I have a bit more of a question than a little more than adding. It's kind of off what she said. Mm-hmm. So our destiny is already written in our book because Allah already knows what we're going to do.
We're in the Islamic Studies class, right?
Yeah,
this is the subject we're going to be covering today in the Islamic Studies class.
Basically, I was going to just elaborate on what Shazamba said. So a person can't really say that they don't want to be tested because throughout life they're going to have obstacles and challenges, and they're pretty much being tested throughout their life, so they can't prevent that from happening.
Exactly. I can prove to anyone that, I can prove to them that they want to be tested.
You can't shoot, like, even if you don't want to be tested, you're obviously, like, you can just give us a test right now. Oh, you don't want to be tested, sorry, you have a test.
But I wanna prove that they want to be tested. I have proof to be that they want to be tested. Ken, go ahead.
Oh wait, so you're trying to get someone to want to be tested?
No, I'm saying every person on the face of the earth want to be tested.
Oh my.
Even though he says, no, I don't want to be tested, but actually he wants to be tested. And there, I'm going to explain why.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard the story, it's like before you were born, you're asked if you want to be a human instead of the earth.
Yeah, that's before. When Allah brought us from nothing, we first were dead. You understand that? We're dead before. Then we're born into life, then we go back dead. Then we go to the day of judgment. So, when Allah created our souls, back then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the choice. First of all, said, I am your God, right? So we all said yes. And then He gave us the choice. You don't remember that. And I'm going to explain. I'm going to explain why, because you didn't have a brain, right? But let's go back and prove that everyone wants to be tested. Okay. You would like to be free, right? Do you want to be slave or free?
Free.
So you love freedom, right? With freedom comes the test, responsibility, and test, right? So you want freedom, then you want to be tested. Because you can't get the freedom without being tested. So you want freedom, you want to be tested. The second argument also, you say, okay, dead people, are they tested?
They were.
Yeah, right now, dead people, are they being tested? After they die?
Yeah.
After they die, I mean,
yeah.
They are not continuing to be tested. When they die, the test is over.
No, but doesn't the angel...
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about tested and tests of Islam, tests of submission. So, do you want to be dead or alive?
Alive.
So, okay, by being alive and wanting to be alive, then you want it to be tested. Now, do you like power or you don't like power?
It depends on the power.
Would you like to have the kind of power where you can control things and be a manager or whatever sort of power? Yeah. So you want to be powerful or powerless? Powerful. So if you want to be powerful, then you're asking for a test. So you want to be powerful, so you want to be tested. You got it? A fourth argument we say about money. Do you want to be rich or poor? Rich. By wanting to be rich, you're asking for a test. Why? Because when you're rich, your circle of influence will become what? Big. And the gap is big. Yes, exactly. So you're asking for a test by wanting to be rich. You're asking for a test. Yes.
So it was powerful, rich, free, and what was the fourth argument?
Power.
So to be alive, to have free will, to have money, circle of influence.
Okay. And Allah asked you this before you were born.
Yes, I'm coming to this. Let me finish that part, and I'm going to answer.
If you're talking about arguments, then couldn't that be a third argument? Because if you asked to be alive, if you were asked if you want to be a human or not, and you asked if you want to come to this earth, so if you said yes, which you're here, so wouldn't that mean you wanted to be tested?
Yes, which is want to be alive, right? If you want me to take away your test, I will take away your life. Go ahead.
Does that mean like the more tests that you encounter, like the bigger your gap is, and the bigger your circle?
Yeah. If you live longer, you're being tested longer. Do you like to die young? No. If you die young, you would be tested for, like, let's say, 10 years. If you're a baby, you're not being tested at all. Go to Jannah straight. Babies who die, they go to Jannah as the boys of Jannah. Remember the boys, cute boys of Jannah? That they go around, wandering around. Go ahead.
Now, don't they go around, wandering around, and they also serve people?
Yes.
They serve people who are in Jannah.
Yes. But now, let me now prove that you want to have a harder test. Okay, so the fifth item is that you love to live longer. Okay. Let me now prove to you right now that not only you want to be tested, but you're asking for a harder test. How? Do you want to have more freedom?
Yeah.
Yes, then you want to have more tests, bigger tests. Do you want to be rich?
Yes.
Do you want more money?
Yeah.
Then you want more test. Do you want a more power? Then you want more tests.
With money, power tests.
Yes. Power and money and things like that.
The longer you want to live, the more money you want to make. The more
exactly.
Money you make, the more powerful you get. The more powerful you get, the more obstacles you can have in face, and obstacles
in
face.
And the bigger your gap
should
be.
The bigger your gap should be. You got this part right. Okay? Now, go ahead. Yes.
Yeah. Are you
going to
answer the question about, like,
people
after we were born?
Oh, yes. Before we were born, when we were just souls, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us, do you want to be a khalifa or not? So the people who wants to be khalifa, Allah makes them khalifa. The ones who are not, something happens to them. Either they die young or not born or something like that. And then Allah asked, who's your Lord? They say, the soul say, you, Ya Allah. He said, okay, so that in the day of judgment, you don't come and say, we didn't know you. Now, this meeting with Allah, or this incident, is not stored in the memory. It is stored in the conscience. Conscience. So your conscience pretty much guides you. Okay. So Allah put it in your conscience, didn't put it in your memory. So some people like don't have dead hearts. So they don't have conscience, basically. They just, everything to them is okay to do. Yes.
So if we did not agree to become a Khalifa, should we become a jinn, or should we become an angel, or
should we just... I don't know. And Allah didn't tell us. And the Prophet didn't tell us either. But I would imagine that probably they are going to be die when they're young, or not born, or born disabled, or born crazy with mental disability, something like that. Crazy people are not being tested. Yeah,
they are. People with mental disabilities.
Yeah, because they're not tested and they're like, they have disabilities.
Yeah, crazy people are not being tested at all. Crazy, like insane.
They don't have
like insane.
Yeah.
They don't have a choice to be tested. They can't pass the test because they're already mentally like.
Exactly. They don't have a healthy brain. Okay. So where were we?
Right here, if you make your choice, Allah asks who your Lord is.
Yes. Yes. So this one is stored into your conscience. It's not stored into your memory. So that's the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you if you want to be a khalifa or not. Khalifa also means substitute. Khalifa means substitute. You're substituting of Allah into your gap. You're substituting for Allah. Okay? So there are two kinds of substitution. There is, like, if there's an absent teacher, there is a substitution because Allah is not there, Allah is absent, or there is a substitution because Allah wants to see how good you are. Like, if there's an absent teacher, I bring a substitute because this teacher is absent. Or I can bring a teacher to teach while I'm sitting down here. I'm not absent, I am here. But I'm asking this new teacher to teach instead of me so that I can evaluate that teacher. Okay? So, it's either... So, it's either that the teacher is absent and you substitute for the teacher, or the teacher is not absent, but he's sitting there to evaluate you. Okay? Now, substitution pretty much means Khalifa. Okay? So, what kind of substitution Allah is asking us?
Allah is asking us for the evaluation time to see if we will spread the word around Islam and good things like that, or we'll corrupt people and stray people from the right.
Exactly. Okay? So, Allah is the kind of substitution that applies to Allah is that Allah is there. Allah is not absent. He's there, but he lets you substitute and then evaluates your performance. Right? Okay. Anybody like that? All right. Okay. So we're done. I just took this one. Didn't take this one.
In our school.
Why there or not? Yeah, whether or not. Say they. Oh, okay.
What
I was telling the other. Remember, I'm supposed to pick up. What's up?
Okay. Let's collect back the tickets.
What's a pig?
It's a pig on a neck. Pig.
Ha 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 ha.